Terrorists seem to have all kinds of reasons why they do what they do. But hitting a concert popular with young girls? Put yourself in the shoes and the brain of a terrorist for a moment. You were not born that way, as terrorists do not exit their mother's wombs intent on killing. No, you got where you are because of what we call, not that well in my honest opinion, a process of radicalization. Someone, or more likely several someones, helped you see the world in a certain way and convinced you that we're all heading to hell in the proverbial handbasket and that something has to be done. You were told that all our evils are at the hands of someone or something, the United States, Israel, the West, secularism, women's rights, etc., 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 and that violence is the only way to remedy the situation. The justification for the use of force can be religious, political, or ideological. In the end, it does not really matter since you think it is okay to kill in order to get your way. Next, you have to choose whom to target. Most terrorists, I would imagine, are not suicidal, although some clearly are, and thus going up against a heavily armed opponent makes little sense. I recall a case I worked on years ago at CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, where an Islamist terrorist thought about hitting a naval base. That person, perhaps wisely, reconsidered what surely would have been a disaster for him, I mean. On this day, 2017, an ISIS suicide bomber killed himself outside an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, killing 22 people, many of them children. This is why we see so many attacks against those what are known as soft targets, i.e. little to no security. Lots of civilians who are not on the lookout for terrorists, easy access, easy escape, etc. The actions that fit this bill are impossible to count. Still, there are some plots that seem to be even below the even low standards of terrorists. An attack last week, i.e. the week of May 11th, by Afghan terrorists, probably Islamic State in Khorasan, in the maternity wing, Kabul Hospital, where the victims were newborns and mothers, was particularly evil, and I refrain from using the term evil very often. Today's featured assault is not that far from what just transpired in Kabul. A scene of youthful fun turned to panic and violence as shrapnel and fire tore through the crowd pouring out of the arena's busiest exit. Witnesses say they heard an explosion and saw a flash of light. Some were knocked down by the blast, while others scrambled for safety in the chaos. ISIS indeed claimed this heinous act. The attacker was later revealed to be 22-year-old Salman Abedi, a Manchester native of Libyan descent, whom investigators believe was radicalized after spending time in Libya in 2011. He received help from his brother, who was found guilty of murder almost 3 years later. As the Crown prosecutor put it, he has blood on his hands, even if he did not detonate the bomb. Of the 22 dead, half were under the age of 20, and the youngest was 8. Of the wounded, half were children. Children attending a concert. I know that jihadis have a particular hatred for music, especially pop music, despite their obsession with nasheeds, which are voice-only praises of violence. But killing children going to see their favorite pop artist? Seriously?
Hi. This is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.